serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, here's a man who has a charm, a sense of humor, a personality all of his own. And why? Because nobody else wants it. It's Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, ladies. That's, of course, the week greetings to you out there at the other end of the network. Greetings from the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. Here we are, back in the home base after a pleasant visit. We'll have more to say about that later. Suffice to say, we do get around. Sometimes it's hard to say, but how? But we do manage to gad about, and we're going to gad about some more. Right now, we're going to gad about the restaurant, visit some of our folks. This being the Ivory Flake section of our little shindig, we kind of like to say hello and find out where they come from. Certainly, every state in the union is represented here this morning, I think. Everybody except from Arkansas. I didn't hear Arkansas. Are you? Will you please stand up? Well, good, you have shoes on, haven't you? What's your name?
Virginia Shirley, Springdale, Arkansas.
Virginia Shirley? You're from Warm Springs, Arkansas. Hot Springs, Arkansas. Well, there is a Warm Springs, Arkansas, isn't there? Warm Springs and Hot Springs. We're going to look into that. Maybe we'll have some lukewarm spring. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Lily Crum.
Crum?
Yes.
Where are you from, Mrs. Crum?
Well, I've been living here in Los Angeles for 23 years.
Uh-huh.
My home is in Dayton, Ohio.
Good. Originally from Dayton?
Yeah.
You're one of the Dayton Crums?
Yes.
Yeah. C-R-U-M.
C-R-U-M, yes.
Good. And what is this lady's name?
I'll say, Petticord.
This is what Petticord, Miss Petticord?
Ms. R.C. Petticord.
Uh-huh, from Los Angeles.
Yes, it is.
Huh? Well, she ought to know where she's from. Where is your home, Miss Petticord?
Well, I've been out here for a year or more.
Yeah, you're living here, aren't you?
Yes.
And what is your name?
Effie Collins.
From where?
From Dayton, Ohio.
Well, you mind your own business. All of them live in Los Angeles, Van Nuys, Long Beach, and they say they're from some other place. And good morning, and who are you?
I'm Mary J. Bernard from Spokane, Washington.
From Spokane, Washington.
Yes.
Good. Do you know the deserts up there by any chance?
We don't have deserts up there.
The deserts.
In what? Not in Washington. Oh, the desert hotel,
yes.
Sure.
You know the desert.
Sure, I've been there lots of times.
Well, I just wondered if you knew that family.
No, I don't know the family. Yeah, personally, I know the hotel.
Yeah, we're going up there on our vacation.
How
is the weather up there?
Just fine.
Right now, about this time of the year, it is nice.
Yes, it is fine. Not so hot as it was down this way. Not so hot as it was down this way. We've got a very hot drive coming down. From Sunday, Monday and
Tuesday. Well, look, yes, but you came which way?
The inland.
You came the inland,
yes.
Right? And it was a little warm through the desert, in through Redding and...
Very warm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, you're in the desert there. Is that right?
Yes, but that's different from the desert in Spokane.
Oh, I don't know whether it is or not. As far as the desert hotel is concerned, they can stand some of that heat. In room 206, they put me one year in...
Well, it's all air-conditioned now.
It is?
Yes.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I occasionally go there.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I live there.
What was your name again?
Mary J. Bernard.
Bernard, from Spokane.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How long have you lived in Spokane, Miss Bernard?
Oh, I've lived there several years.
Good.
But I'm visiting people on the coast now, and I came down with them. My friend... Frank Christensen is coming down to this big bowling contest tournament in Los Angeles that's coming off very soon. And I hope he wins, he and his team. He's from Olympia, Washington.
He's from
what? Olympia, Washington.
He's a gabby old soul, isn't he? Get her a cigar, Johnny. Let me keep you quiet for a while. Here's a cigar for you. Speaking of the American Bowling Congress, we've had a number of the boys and girls in here from all over the nation. I understand we have the contingent in here from where? What's the name of the city?
Syracuse.
And what a... Wait a... Huh?
I
I don't know why I mentioned it now. I mean, the first... Who was the mayor of Bradford, Pennsylvania? Yeah, sent me the lighter.
Mayor Ryan.
Mayor Ryan. Yeah, I gave him the key to the city out here a few years ago, and he sent me a beautiful lighter with the boys. How'd your club do? Have you bowled yet? Not yet. What is your name?
Joe Young.
Joe Young. Step out a little, Joe. Let him see you. Joe? Hey, wait a minute. Don't... You can step back now, Joe. That light hits your head and kind of blinds me. Well, here comes Ken Carson, the man that makes for the music. How about yodeling here, Ken?
Hmm? Why, sure.
Yes.
Yodeling, ole.
No.
Ole.
Not a Swiss yodel.
No.
I mean a yodel about ivory flakes for dishes.
Yodeling, ole, ole. For hands that will be smoother, younger to see, here is all that it takes. Only one box of ivory flakes.
That's it, the dishpan yodel. For smoother, younger-looking hands, one box of ivory flakes is all it takes. Did you know that, ladies? Well, you know how gingerly you treat your lovely clothes. They get ivory flakes care. Then why not your hands? Do you think it's smart to be reckless about dishwashing? To use a strong wash day soap for dishes that might turn your hands into skin beets? Well, it's not. And if you've already done it, undo the damage with ivory flakes, the pure mild flake form of baby gentle ivory soap. In the dishpan, one box of ivory flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger looking hands. There's just no percentage in taking chances with strong wash day soaps. Ivory flakes even give you faster suds, longer lasting suds, suds that wash more dishes than any leading wash day soap made. In short, for speed, for suds, for hands that will be smoother, younger to see, here is all that it takes. Only one box of ivory flakes. Pure ivory flakes. Thank you, Ken. We'll go for a hat now in soon time. Hello, Eddie. How are you?
Good, fine, Tom.
What brings you out so early in the morning?
Well, seeing as I sing in your restaurant every night, Tom,
this is Eddie Childs, who is one of the stars in our show here in the restaurant. Take a bow, will you, Eddie? Plays a lot of piano, sings a lot of songs.
It's a pleasure, Tom.
Glad to see you out this morning.
Oh, thanks.
Gosh, you must have met yourself going to bed, eh?
Well, I didn't get enough sleep, you know, but... Your friend, Mr. Kern, said that it's good for my health not to get any sleep to come down here, Tom.
You look healthy enough, buddy. Fine singer, fine pianist. He's featured here at this show in the restaurant every night, save Monday. Well, we're going for a hat. Pretty sensible today. I spotted one somewhere. Yeah, there's one back there, Johnny, and there's one identical back there, almost. They came from the same pheasant farm. Who are you?
Mrs. Beth Laughlin.
From where?
Newark, Ohio.
Well, take it off, Mrs. Conklin. Conklin, is it?
Laughlin.
Oh, Laughlin. Uh-huh. You're Mr. Laughlin?
That's right.
Uh-huh. You look happy about this. Who are you back there? From where? From Los Angeles. Well, you have a hat, too, with one of these feathers. Where did you get yours? Oh, I see. You got yours in Hollywood. And where did you buy yours, Miss Locke? In where? In Newark, Ohio. They had a few left over, and they shipped them back to Ohio. I don't know. They are almost identical. Not quite. This is a little felt number that sits on top of Mrs. Lachlan's hair. It's got a pheasant feather that looks like a question mark. Something that sprouts out of... All right, kids. It's a little on the bias on my head. I don't sit straight up out of hers. Thank you, Ms. Lofton. a very attractive hat. You what? You what'd you say?
I laughed too when she brought it home.
Oh, you laughed, huh? Who paid for it? Sucker. You know, what did you say? I want you to repeat that. What did you say?
I said they have an expense account for the Ferris Tire and Rubber Company.
What, you work for the Ferris Tire and Rubber
Company? That's right.
And the hat is on the expense account?
Well, I hope the boss didn't hear it.
You what?
I hope the boss didn't hear it. But...
Oh, no, he didn't hear it. What was your first name again?
Gene.
Gene Laughlin, oh, the Ferris Tire and Rubber Company.
In North.
Pads his expense account with his wife's hat. How long have you been with the company? How long have you been with the company? 16 years. Well, you've had a nice stay, brother. How do you like that? Major, we'll let you draw a number out of here, will you, please? We'll award our wishing ring. What is your name?
Major M.J. Greb from San Mateo, Tom.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
And you?
Mrs. Donlander, Beverly Hills, California. I'm Mrs. Greb from San Mateo.
That's all. Just one number, Tom.
Don Linder from Beverly Hills.
Good to see you, Don. 19958. 19958 will win the wishing ring. Oh, my. Remember, ladies, to keep saving used fat. I tell you this every day, but it is so important. The fat shortage is worldwide, so everybody, every day, save every drop. It's worth your while, too. Today you get more money for used fat. Save it and turn it in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you, and who are you?
Mrs. Joe Bershon, Dayton, Ohio.
Bershon?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, we have a lot of Buckeyes in here
oh,
this morning.
Oh, sure.
Are you out with American Bowling Congress?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your husband bowling?
He bowls.
He bowls?
But he don't want to talk about it now.
Does he?
No.
What was the name again, sir?
Bershon.
Bershon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Spell it for me, will you?
B-U-E-R-S-C-H-E-N.
Yeah. What did he do? What did he roll? How much?
Oh, terrible.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He don't even talk about it anymore.
Does he?
No.
Well, how did the team do?
No good.
No good.
No. Oh, we got a man from Beavertown, though, that bowled good.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. He bowled real good. He got a lot of money back.
Well, for instance, what did he bowl?
Oh, about 1,800 and something in all events.
You mean that you have a man not in all events? What did he bowl in the single events?
6'10".
Well, that's no good. 7'19" is...
Oh, well, I know, but he'll be up there.
Oh, he will, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're so sure about it now, I don't... What did your husband do in the single events, Miss Bershon?
About 5'64".
5'64". That's not too good, is it?
No, huh? Well, we came for the train ride.
You came for the train ride. Well, that's what you're getting.
That's right.
There are about 40,000 bowlers out there, I understand, or will be before the Congress ends.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite interesting.
And a lot of them will bowl worse than him.
Oh, sure. You don't have to apologize for him.
No, I'm not.
You have a family, Miss Bershon?
Two girls.
Do you suppose they might be hearing you back there?
Mm-hmm.
Are they with you?
No, they're home.
Well, gee, I hope they're hearing you.
So do I.
Here's your wishing ring, Miss Bershon. Mm-hmm. Now put it on your finger. And you make a wish, will you? A little snug.
Yeah,
I got
to.
There you are.
I wish that I could go through Paramount Studios.
Oh, you want to go through Paramount Studios? Well, maybe we can arrange that.
That'd be fun.
It's pretty difficult to do, but once in a while the boys are pretty friendly with us down there. They're shooting. What are they shooting down there now, John? Huh? Ray Milan and I don't know either, but I believe that they're Ray Milan and shooting the big clock. I think it is. Would you like to go on that set and see
them? I'd just love it.
And Maureen O'Hara? They have a lot of surprises for you if you do get in.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have luncheon and meet a lot of stars.
Oh, that'll be swell.
Would you like that?
Oh, yeah.
How many are in your party?
Six.
Six of you. Well, I tell you, you better pay for your own lunch.
Not theirs, huh?
No, I think maybe they can take care of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe they ought to take me if they get a go in.
The what?
Maybe they ought to pay for mine if they get a go in, huh?
Sister, you'll never make the pictures. I'll tell you that.
These people.
What?
If they get to go with me.
Well, if they get to go with you, they should pay you.
Uh-huh.
Well, and you in turn pay me, huh?
Okay.
We'll arrange that for her. Well, that will conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Remember, they're flakes, pure, mild flakes, Ivory Flakes. This next 15 minutes brings you greetings, as it does each morning, from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. Kellogg's, makers of all brands. Here's our good neighbor letter, then we'll meet Uncle Corny. This morning it comes from, Cuyahoga, I guess it is. Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Is that right? C-U-Y-A-H-O-G-A. Cuyahoga. Yes. Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Is that right? C-U-Y-A-H-O-G-A. Cuyahoga. Yes. Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Says, Dear Tom, I should like very much to hear Mr. Bill Davenport of St. Angelo, Texas, nominated the Good Neighbor. This is an unusual letter, but a dandy. Mr. Davenport has been a conductor in the Santa Fe Railroad for years, and his run being between St. Angelo and Alpine, Texas. One stop, the little village of Girvan, there are some two dozen youngsters, some of which are Americans who have, or Mexicans who have no school to attend. There's no school there. Mr. Davenport has supplied each child with the necessary books. He assigns them lessons, and since the train stopover is quite some time, he has time to hear some of their lessons on his return. He also assigns them written work, which he grades on the train. When the train goes rolling into Girvan, you can see the little tykes running from every direction to meet it. Those children who have the highest marks at the end of the week have the privilege of going to the small grocery store and buying candy, which is charged to Mr. Davenport. A child is rarely absent at train time because to them it is like being absent from school. If it were only possible for you to see these youngsters who seem so eager for an education and see the great work that Mr. Davenport is doing, I'm sure you would feel as I do that he deserves a great big orchid. Very sincerely yours, Mrs. I. Mennelly of 131 Monroe Street, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Yes, here is a great work, and so to Mr. Bill Davenport, care of the Santa Fe Station in St. Angeles, Texas, goes our orchid this morning. He has been made our good, good neighbor today. Hello, Corny, how are you this morning?
Well, I ain't so good today.
You don't feel good?
No, went to bed last night and fell fast asleep. I was really pounding my ear, too, and then I started to talk in my sleep, and my wife got a load of what I was saying.
Well, what happened?
She started pounding my ear, too.
Gave you a little trouble?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't stand for it, Corny. Why don't you let her know who's boss? Put your foot down.
Eh?
I say, put your foot down.
I finally did put my foot down.
You did?
Yes, and what a relief. She had it wrapped around my neck.
Well, I'm surprised at you two. I always thought that you got along fine, Corny. That you were, that you two of you were practically inseparable.
Well, we are practically inseparable.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Sure. It takes six people to separate us when we get going.
Have you a little joke this morning, Corny?
Eh?
I say, do you have a little joke?
No, I ain't.
Well, you have something to say.
Well, I got a little moral about marriage.
You have a little moral about marriage. What is it?
Well, sir, when a man starts playing with fire...
Yeah?
Brother, it's his wife who gets burned up.
Yeah. Well, Corny, the orchid goes down to Texas this morning to Mr. Bill Davenport, St. Angelo. You'll see it gets on its way, won't you?
Yes, I'll take care of it. Bye, everybody. So long, Corny. See
you
tomorrow.
You know, like most show folks, I believe in giving applause when it's deserved. So here's where I give a big hand to the grand old Kellogg Company for making that grand cereal, Kellogg's All Brand. And if all the people who have been helped by this fine cereal join me, that applause would be heard from coast to coast. For Kellogg's All Brand has benefited countless thousands of folks. And here's why.
Kellogg's All Brand is a natural laxative food. Thousands who have suffered from irregularity due to lack of bulk have solved that problem by eating Kellogg's All Brand every day and drinking plenty of water. Now, if you or anyone in your family is troubled by such irregularity, Just give Kellogg's All Bran a 10-day trial. The Kellogg Company is so confident that you will be satisfied that unless you are, they'll refund twice what you paid for your package.
And just remember that right along while you're eating fresh, toasty Kellogg's All Bran, you get a fine supply of whole grain vitamins and minerals. Look for the sparkling white package of Kellogg's All Bran. That name Kellogg's is your guarantee of nearly half a century of skill and know-how with cereals. All Bran, and only All Bran, is made from Kellogg's own blend of soft wheat bran. There's no cereal exactly like Kellogg's All Bran. And incidentally, if you notice the clever household tips on the back of the All Bran package, they'll give you some helpful hints in making work easier. So remember at your grocer's always say Kellogg's before you say All Bran. Ask for the one and only Kellogg's All Bran. Now it's orchid time this morning. And we'd like to know who the eldest guest is this morning. Let's have a bid, please. Come on. How old? 84. Are you 84? And you're 84? And the lady over here, 84? Holy smoke. 4 84s. We have twins over here that are 84. Oh, my goodness. Who are you?
Mrs. Alpharetta Euler.
Mrs. Alpharetta Euler?
Yes.
Now, come on out here, will you, folks?
Yes, sir.
Now, take it easy. Where do you live, Miss Euler?
I live in my home in Kansas.
Uh-huh, and you're the other twin.
Yes, sir.
And your name is?
Vanetta Myrick.
Maury?
Myrick.
Myrick.
M-Y-R-I-C-K.
And you live in Los Angeles?
No, sir. My home's in Missouri, Gender County, Missouri.
Oh, good, good. What was your maiden name?
Wilford.
The Wilford?
Wilford, W-O-L-F-O-R-D.
The Wilford girls?
Yes, sir.
All right, now come on. Now you go out there and stand for just a moment, will you, ladies? And who is the other lady here? Come on out here now. We'll get them all this morning. What is your name?
Davis.
Mrs. what Davis?
Mrs. O.E. Davis.
From where, Miss Davis?
Columbus, Ohio.
From Columbus, Ohio. And the other lady back in there, bring her down, too. I don't know. I don't believe we have four orchids, do we? Well, we'll have to give the orchids to the oldest. Here she is. And what is your name?
Mrs. Edith Johnson.
Well, come on, Mrs. Johnson. She's 82. To where do you live, Miss Johnson?
Cortez, Colorado.
From where?
Cortez, Colorado.
Cortez, Colorado. Well, here's the backfield for the 1860 edition of the Bloomer Girls football team. Mrs. Davis, meet Mrs. Johnson. Isn't that right? And these are the Wolford girls, Miss Davis, Mrs. Johnson. They are twins. I've forgotten you. Myrick, wasn't it?
Your name? Myrick. Yes.
Myrick.
Yes.
And, well, I'll just call you the Wolford girls. Is that
yes,
all right?
Yes, that's all right.
When were you 84, Mrs. Wolford?
I won't be 84 till June.
Oh, you're not quite 84.
No, sir.
Uh-huh. The Wolford girls are padding their age a little bit, you know. When were you 84, Miss?
I'm 84 now.
Today, she's having a birthday today. And that makes you, Miss Johnson, the oldest.
Davis.
You're Davis. You were 84 when?
I'll be 84 next month.
Oh, you won't be 84.
So we're all padding today.
You're all padding, all except she just got under the wire today. Mrs. Johnson.
Yes.
Well, that's swell. Well, now, Mrs. Johnson, you were born where?
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how about you, Mrs.?
I was born in Ohio.
In Ohio?
Yes.
And the Wolford girls were born where?
In Missouri.
Now, they've answered together, too, don't they?
Yes.
Where in Missouri?
Gentry County.
In Gentry County?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. My golly, you don't look much like twins now.
Don't we,
so? No, no. There's a little resemblance, but not a great deal. Of course, you don't dress alike. That doesn't, that kind of detracts a little.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you ever look like real twins?
No.
You weren't identical?
No, sir.
No. I have twin brothers myself, and they don't look any more alike than then I look like Clark Gable. Well, now, I'll take that back. I do resemble Gable a little bit. Well, folks, now we'll start back with you, Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah.
You're going to have a birthday party today?
This is the birthday party.
Oh, this is your birthday party. Look, the Wolford girls, do you sing?
No, sir.
Don't you sing? Haven't you ever sung?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Sure.
You can sing Happy Birthday, can't
sure.
you? Can't you sing Happy Birthday?
Well, I don't know whether I can or not. I can try it.
Oh, I... And Mrs. Davis, would you stand over here, please, too? You're not quite 84. You can sing Happy Birthday, can't you?
I don't know. I don't sing.
Huh? Well, try it anyway.
I'm afraid I'll throw the rest off the track.
I don't think so.
Oh.
After all, it's two against one. We're going to sing your first name as what?
Edith.
We want you ladies, three ladies, to sing Happy Birthday, dear Edith. Now, come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You what?
We didn't do so well, did we?
No, the Andrews sisters are not going to worry about you, girl. All right. Here, Mrs. Davis, here's your organ.
Beautiful.
I love it. That's for you. And you won't be 84 until when?
The 11th of June.
The 11th of June.
Yes, sir.
And when will you be 84?
The last day of May.
May. Well, then you're still older, so you get the next orchid. We only have two, and we're going to have to send the Wolford girls their orchids on their birthday. Will that be all right?
That'll be all right. Fine.
I'm sorry. I only had the two orchids this morning. There you are. I'll give you some roses to take away with you. That'll be
thank
all right.
You. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
And we'll send your orchids on your birthday. You leave your address now, won't you?
Yes, sir.
All
sure.
right. Here are the lovely roses for you. They are beautiful. One for you. Which one is the older twin?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember back that far.
There you go. That's fine. And I hope you have a swell day, Miss Johnson. And good luck to you all. Now, we're going to have to get off this air awfully fast. Here's a little birthday kiss. One for you. You'll get yours in June. Come on out with your songs, folks. Goodbye, Mrs.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, honey. Here's one for you, too. We're awfully late, folks. Out with your songs. We'll have to go very fast. We just have time enough to say we're sending orchids to Mrs. Annie Carrickery in Marietta, Pennsylvania, and Mary Emily Johnson in Cleveland, Ohio. They are 100 years old today. Right now, that's all. Johnny, take it and keep it. And that ends our Hollywood.
Brought you transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Say, what's the one and only Snap, Crackle, Pop cereal? The only breakfast cereal so crisp it's Snap, Crackle, Pops in milk? Surest thing, you know. It's Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Golden bubbles of oven-popped rice, crisp as crisp can be. They fairly sing out with good eating. They're light, they're delicately delicious, they're freshly crisp, and yet they're a swell energy food. Today, get America's favorite rice cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is American Broadcasting Company. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is American Broadcasting Company.